USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After pleading not guilty, presidential candidate Donald Trump is taking aim at the special prosecutor in his documents case. Speaking to supporters after his Miami arraignment yesterday, Trump called Jack Smith a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater, end quote. Smith is overseeing the Justice Department's case against the former president of the United States, claiming Trump mishandled classified documents. Trump claims the commander-in-chief has the right to the documents.
Whatever documents the president decides to take with him, he has the right to do so. It's an absolute right. This is the law, and that is something that people have now seen, and it couldn't be more clear. They ought to drop this case immediately because they're destroying the country.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed a former business partner of Hunter Biden's, who is heading off to prison over a securities fraud conviction. The panel subpoenaed Devin Archer to be deposed as part of an investigation into what the committee calls the national security implications of Biden and his immediate family members receiving millions of dollars from foreign nationals, foreign companies, or foreign governments without any oversight. Archer served on the board of the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma, along with Hunter Biden. The president continues to claim his innocence. A federal judge yesterday granted the Federal Trade Commission's request for a temporary restraining order that prevents Microsoft from closing on its acquisition of gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The companies are prevented from closing the deal until after the fifth business day after the court rules on the FTC's request for a preliminary injunction set by a court. A hearing has been scheduled for June 22nd and 23rd. The Vegas Golden Knights are the Stanley Cup champions after defeating Florida in Game 5 at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip last night. Final score was 9-3. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The Army officially redesignated the military base, previously known as Fort Polk, Louisiana, to Fort Johnson. The fort, which is home to the Joint Readiness Training Center and the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division, derives the new name from a New York National Guardsman, Sergeant William Henry Johnson, a black World War I soldier who bravely fought off German forces as a member of the famed Harlem Hellfighters. Is the federal government buying over-the-counter data on you and your neighbors?
An intelligence report reveals that the U.S. government acquires and retains data on Americans with limited oversight. The report issued by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and partially declassified highlights the utilization of commercially available data by federal intelligence agencies. Although the report is dated January 2022 and the author's identity has been redacted, it cautions that excessive reliance on such information could jeopardize the well-being of Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
Los Angeles City Councilman Democrat Curran Price has stepped down from leadership roles after the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that he's been charged with embezzlement and perjury. The DA's office announced Price faces 5 counts of grand theft by embezzlement, 3 counts of perjury, 2 counts of conflict of interest. Price is also accused of receiving some $38,000 in medical coverage for his wife while he was married to another woman. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.